A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put and Lud, Mosak, Tubal, Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. And they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, in carts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord, just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels. Some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of the righteous to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet. That what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will knock, standing outside, knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some who are first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Thus says the Lord, they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. Universal. A couple of weeks ago, there were several of us sitting down and talking about really almost like nothing like a Seinfeld episode. But one of us asked the question, what was your favorite subject in class? And I had to think about it for a little bit because I couldn't pinpoint in exactly a discipline or subject that I liked more than any others. I can tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like math and science. But to try to pinpoint is something I liked, and I finally had to narrow it down to two, history and religion. I've enjoyed history, going back and studying ancient history, world history, American history, history of the church, and so forth. I always think of that phrase, that motto, that quote that I think you're familiar with from George Santayana, who was a Spanish philosopher who said, "Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it." And how often do we see that truth in the world in studying history? How many nations and countries have gone to some form of government that became like oppressive? People, their rights were taken away. The dignity of human life was really suppressed. And we see that throughout the course of history, nations come and go. But unfortunately, we still see it in our world today, where nations still do the same thing, suppress the basic fundamental human rights of every human being. That's why we study history, and I think that's for one reason why I do like history. And I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today, as we heard towards the very end of the book of the prophet Isaiah and the final vision that he gives in his prophecy. Now, I'm going to go back and do some ancient history with you to 7 weeks ago, when we were celebrated the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Our first reading was taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, as it is today. We heard from the third section, then from the prophet Isaiah, and again we have it for today. Then we had heard passages taken from chapter 66, the last chapter. Today we have the same thing. But what we heard on that Sunday was this, that the prophet Isaiah was telling the people of Israel, it's time to come back home. Come back to the kingdom of Judah and to the city of Jerusalem. Now, some of those in exile had already returned. Some were yet to come. They were probably disappointed in what they saw, their city, their nation, their temple in ruins. But God was allowing them to come back and to rebuild. But our passage for today, which is the verses following what we heard 7 weeks ago, the prophet Isaiah goes one step farther. What he envisions now is the new and eternal Jerusalem. And that's why he said, not only will the city of Jerusalem, the new city, be open to those from Israel and Judea, there are also going to be people throughout the ends of the earth are going to come to this city. They're going to see that this is the new city, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, which is universal, the kingdom of God, which is the fullness of justice and peace. This kingdom is going to stand out and will endure forever. All other kingdoms, all other countries will come to an end, but this kingdom will endure. But what Jesus cautioned, as we heard in our passage for today, is that not everyone's going to inherit the kingdom of God. As we heard, a man comes up to him and said, will everybody be saved? Is everybody chosen? And as the Lord said, he said, many will be called, but few will be chosen. The kingdom of God is not going to be automatic. It won't be for those who just think, well, I've already inherited the kingdom of God. He said, you will have to earn in order to be a part of the kingdom. Even those people who have not heard of God and have done well and done his will have the opportunity to share in the kingdom of God. As we heard at the very end, they'll come from the east and the west and the north and the south. God's kingdom is universal. God's kingdom is open to all. However, many are chosen, but few will enter. So to me, there's two things I hope that we can gain from what we heard in our two passages for today. First of all, ourselves. Where are we in our relationship, our call to inherit the kingdom of God? Are we working diligently to prepare ourselves and work now for the coming of the kingdom? Or do we think that we're automatically in and have nothing to worry about? We've heard the Lord say, our lives might be required of us, and where will all our wealth go? Are we ready for the coming of the glory of God? And are we ready? We hope that God will select us to be a part of his kingdom. But also, too, what about the world? We see governments come and go. Hopefully, in our history, we have seen how some governments supported people and the dignity of human life. We have seen governments and kingdoms that have suppressed their people and have slayed anybody who did not cooperate. And yet we even see it today. We hope and pray all kingdoms, all nations, all countries will respect the people whom they govern, because it is God's gift to us, the gift of life, and we want to cherish it. That is our way, we hope, in proposing and promoting the kingdom of God now. God's kingdom is a universal kingdom, and we're all called, we hope, to share one day in the eternal glory of God.